Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Her love, her love.
Hamilton, Her Heart. And I want to welcome everybody to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. Now, for some of who don't know, I want to thank my co-host Chris Michael Ward for holding down the fort last couple of weeks, and he'll probably be doing it again in the future coming weeks because I moved and I got boxes up to the ceiling, so it's going to take time. But anyway, I appreciate Chris hanging out with me, and maybe he'll bring his other half, Mark, with him, but I don't know. But tonight we got a great show. We got Victoria Kirby on here, expert about love and relationships, you know. So, you know, it's always good to have somebody that ain't afraid to talk about sex, because a lot of people act like, you know, if you're a Christian, oh, my God, she's talking about sex. Woo, woo, woo. How the hell you think you got here? So that being said, I want to first introduce my co-host, Chris. How you doing, darling?
Hello. Happy Friday. Welcome back.
Okay. Thank you, baby. And my guest, Victoria. How you doing, darling?
I'm doing as good as could be.
You know, I appreciate the fact that you're open and honest about sex, because people, for whatever reason, maybe it's the way it was brought up, strict environment, they was told that this was undesirable to do, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. But I'm glad that you're a prolific writer and you got all those hot sizzling books out there. And anybody know who writes, a lot of that stuff that you write about is coming from your own personal life. So I'm glad you're willing to open up and share your little freaky self to the world. And I want to thank all my global listeners for tuning in tonight. You know, we're broadcasting in 26 countries. I appreciate all of y'all. Continue to be here, whether it's me or Chris, support Unmasked Radio Show. So, you know, Victoria, tell me, baby, when did you realize you was a freak?
Well, I actually realized that after dating an older person for 11 years.
Okay. So I guess
and
that's,
then it seems like the naughty side that came out of the person after the fact. I just thought, ooh, I didn't know that was in me. People sending new pictures and body parts and talking dirty, and I just say, oh. Where did that person come from? That person ain't me.
Yeah, but this person, he brought that out of you. He introduced you to different things?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. I want some man out there too, baby, with the willing to, like, let's take it to the left, because it's doing that missionary shit and bending over on your knees is not cutting it. It got to be some more to that, because people don't understand the actual time frame of putting it inside and coming is not long. The foreplay is the shit that works. You got to get her tantalized, tempted, licking her lips, all that shit, sweat rolling down the dupe of her back. That's what you got to do, guys. You know, and for y'all girls on girls and guys on guys, same damn principle. You got to turn that person on mentally before you think that it's going to be a good episode, because episodes, they really don't fucking last. But I'm going to let my baby Chris ask this question.
All right, Victoria, well, you know, my spouse is a few years older than me, so my question is, what was the age difference between you and your spouse?
Well, the person that I was dating at the time, the age difference was a 28-year difference.
Oh.
And now the person that I'm communicating with now is a 30-year difference. So I have a fetish for older folks, you can say.
Oh.
They will turn a person out so quick.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I agree with that. You know, older people, plus they're more mature, you know, they're not so childish.
Yeah, they ain't got time to be bed hopping and wondering who's sleeping with who. And who they gave who a disease and who's going to key up who car.
Yeah.
Ain't got time for no little boy games.
Well, you know, but I believe that these guys, like you said, dealing with someone 30 years older, I think when these guys come into these relationships, they know that you're a young spring chicken, and that makes them feel like, you know, damn, I'm pulling a young chick. It makes them feel young and get them all excited because, you know, some people have fetish for older guys, and when a guy, when they talk to a woman, a lot of older men are more apprehensive because they think that female is going to say, no, you're too old for me. So I'm glad, you know, you found your older guy shit because, like Kristen, you said, you know, they settle, you know, they ain't playing no games because they know what the deal is. They know they need their damn bend game. When they do too much bending, they know it's a one-shot deal. They ain't coming two and three times in a damn episode. They know they got a slow walk it. So they big on their full play because they know that's all they got.
And some of them just want the woman to ride them all over their face and whatever, whatnot, till they squirt, grab onto sheets, and bite on pillowcases if it need be necessary.
Hello? Hello, say it ain't so. But anyway, I'm going to let Chris ask his questions. You know I'm going there.
All right. Well, my question, Victoria, is, you know, to stay on the subject of older guys, you know, that we have lots of older guys who are in Congress who think it's okay to tell women what to do with their bodies as far as like abortions and stuff. So my question is not to get into politics a little bit. My question is what's your take on that? What's your take on all these older guys trying to tell women what to do with their bodies?
They should have the right to tell a person what to do with their own body, for one thing. It's a woman. She could choose whether she wants to have the abortion or whether she don't want to have it. It's her own body. If it's a case of rape, then she might feel that it's necessary for her to do so. But if it's not, hey, you sit there, you let your legs open. It ain't like somebody slipped the Mickey in your drink and you just all of a sudden bumped your head and end up with the clothes off.
Exactly.
Well, my thing on it, if a person was a victim of incest or rape or something like that, they got the right to abort that because it wasn't wanted. It was taken from them, their choice. You know, but let's get back to sex. You know, damn politics right now. Okay, this older guy that you was with that showed you all these things, I know for a while that, you know, because he passed away, that you kind of went introvert. You know, you went inside yourself. What was it that made you decide that you could love again? Because when I was talking to you, you had written off love completely. That's how deep that love was for that other person. What was it that other guy did to make you come out your shell and say, yeah, I'm going to give you a shot at this?
This person, in particular, slid into my DM as of April the 7th last month, which was on a Sunday.
Wow.
And it was something that was way beyond me, something that I didn't even think that I was even going to do. I was told myself I was just literally so over the dating scene. But then again, I find myself, since I had a crush on this person for a long time being, why not just go ahead and just give it another try?
Oh, the plot thickens. So you knew the person.
Yeah.
So your black ass was getting horny. When he sends you a DM, you say, okay, I got some nothing to slide your ass up into. You went for the D, baby. So now, you a bad sister.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to let Chris talk because Chris is so nice. He don't go out there like I go, but I don't give a shit. This is why the show is called Unmasked, because we want to know the real deal. We're going to remove some layers, baby. So, Chris, go ahead and ask your question, darling.
All right, so my question is, you said he slipped into your DM. How you mean he found you on online and then sent you a message?
Yeah.
Oh.
Matter of fact, I was, without giving too much of information away, I was on his fan page, and he decided to just randomly slide into my DM, and I was deciding whether I actually sit there and wanted to answer the message or not. But then when you go to send the pictures of body parts, yeah, my eyes literally popped out of my head, so I instantly replied to the message.
Well, oh, so he's a celebrity then, right?
You can say that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Damn,
well,
don't tell me Charlie Wilson, because you got a fetish for Charlie Wilson. Whoa, there goes my baby. I know it ain't Charlie Wilson, because you're going to pull your damn hair out and got some crack. When you know it's Charlie Wilson, my Lord, baby. I ain't mad at you. Woo-woo. But, you know, something I'm wondering because I hear a lot of people say they have went to online dating, and I've seen my ex-neighbor, and it's been successful. She's been married to this good man, built her home, all this stuff, you know, and some people are really excited about online dating. Had not you known this person before, would you have given him a chance to go out with him? Because, you know, women today, we got to be careful because we got these knuckleheads out there. We got Trump acting like, you know, women of minority ain't shit and women, period, ain't shit. And if you're in the state of Florida, you got to watch your P's and Q's. So, you know, I was wondering, what made you decide to give this brother a chance?
Long-time feelings that just all of a sudden just came down at once, like a water hose spraying all over the place.
Your ass was horny. That's what all that shit is. Your ass is like, move, I need some. And because you knew this person a little bit. Yes, okay, I'm glad that. So now y'all still hanging out tight. Y'all not just wasting time and acting like, you know, this is a one-time thing. Are y'all building a relationship?
Yes, because that's the plan. I don't have time to waste time at all. You won't waste my time. I can right block you, right ignore you, and go on about my business just being me.
That's right. That's right. Well, Chris, go ahead and ask your question, darling.
All right. Well, Victoria, I'm not, you know, was you a fan of this guy before he DM'd you all these pictures? Did you know who he was?
Yeah, long time.
Oh. Well,
but now it seems even worse because I find myself constantly listening to music. I could be at work. My coworkers would play a song on purpose. I would have to go eat some ice because it seemed like I'm getting wet.
David, my Lord, go on, man. You don't even need the marbles. But I'll tell you what, y'all, we're going to take a song break, and we're going to come right back. Stay with us. Ooh, my Lord, girl, I'm scared of you.
All the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies. All the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies.
everybody. You know who that was. Beyonce, Single Ladies. Now, I'm going to get back to my guest real quick before time expires. Now, Victoria, after you had that 11-year relationship with your ex and he brought you out of your shell, introduced you to things you weren't familiar with, now that you decided getting that person's DM, was it because you were feeling yourself like, shit, I have been empowered because I know some things, I know my body, I know what I want, and so you just being aggressive where you might have been shy previously?
That's basically what it is. And plus, it's just almost nearly 2 years of sexual frustration that I need to, like, literally just blow off.
Yes, girl. I bet he probably said, what the hell did I get myself into? I got a tiger on the tail. Woo!
Ain't afraid to use a pair of handcuffs and massage oil.
Yeah, but you know it's going to be hard for any other woman to come behind you, because when a person's been celibate for a long time and they happen to have that opportunity to make love with somebody that they want to be with, you know, it's not fucking, it's actually making love. And when, like you said, you've been backed up, so he don't have to jack off. He can come and get it. And I know you went for the works. Let him know, just because you're getting some, and I ain't had it in a long time, I haven't forgot the things that I learned. So kudos to you, baby. Kudos to you. So I'm going to let Chris ask his question.
All right, Victoria. It says that you're a poet. So it said on the information for the show, you were a poet. So how long have you been a poet?
Since I was in school. I want to say in 1995, during some school time, around that time.
Well, tell people about the books that you got coming out, because you're a prolific writer. Tell how many books you got and the titles.
Right now it's going on 8 books, but the latest book is called Side Piece, Be Quiet.
All right now, hey, shut up.
Wow, it's about people having a brand new sex walk after getting some.
Mm-hmm. And what's the name of your other books you got out there?
There's My Lost Love. Together as a Couple, we have The Guidelines, The Pros and Cons of Knowing a Woman, Celebrity Crush, and then there's Reason to Mind Your Meds.
Okay, sounds good. Well, what you got coming out, you're working on, coming out soon?
I have the sex journal coming out soon that I'm working on, and then I have finished 3 unfinished books that I need to finish writing, and then another one that I need to finish typing.
Okay. Girl, I don't know how you be doing all that and be a supervisor on your job on top of it. Girl, I give you a lot of props, because you making them 24 hours in a day feel like 32. You working it out. I ain't mad at you. But anyway, tell people how they can get a hold of you.
Books can be found on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, BooksAmillion.com, IndieViolentOrg.com,
and
I have one on Exlibris.com.
Mm-hmm. Is it under Victoria Kirby?
Yes, it's under Victoria Kirby. It's either under Victoria Kirby or under Poetic Woman.
Okay, Poetic Woman. That's what I'm talking about. This has been a beautiful Friday to have you on the show and bless me and Chris with all the things going on in your life. And you can always come back. So we're telling everybody there, thank you, Vicky, for being here, baby. You know, thank you for spending that time. Me and Chris, we got to bounce. He got things to do. I got things to do.
Yeah.
And I know your ass got things to do, baby.
Yes. I got to be at work all hot and bothered all night. I got to run for ice. Like, I need
girl,
to put down my doggone pants or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, you better put a pad
on it.
You got
dirty text messages. That might not work.
Yeah. Ooh, wait. You better keep your ass in the back. So don't nobody want to see your sweat in your pants. Girl, you on fire. And on that note, we out of here. Everybody come back next week on Unmasked with Authoress Terry Law. Thank you, Victoria. Love you, girl.
Love you, too. All right.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
It goes to train.
Don't wanna get ahead of myself, feeling things I never felt. It's kind of hard for me to explain her personality in everything. Brings me to my knees, oh. She shines me up like gold on my arm. I wanna take it slow, but it's so hard. I love to see her face in daylight. More than just our bodies at night. But she's really tempting me, oh. Do you think I'm being foolish if I don't rush in? I get the sense that she might be it, that the love is real, that the shoe might fit. She might just be my everything. Will she have my kids? Will she be my wife? She might just be my everything and beyond. I wanna bring her round to meet you. I think you like a candelina. I know that grandma would have loved her like she was her own. She makes me feel at home.
Good night, everyone. Be blessed.